Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. Spirituality, psychic development, love and relationships, manifesting prosperity, and more. You now have access to the world's most renowned spiritual teachers, healers, psychics, and mediums as you join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hello, my name is Maureen Holleran, and you are listening to the Psychic Viewpoint sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. In a moment, Alan Vaisberg will be joining us, and it's all about redefining your life this evening. But before we get started, please join me in welcoming my co-host, Stephen. Hi, how are you?
Maureen, how are you doing this evening?
sound like you had to go up a ladder to get to that mic.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a short fella, and you should see me with the mic here. I mean, you know, I'm standing on a footstool.
Well, okay, you would be put on those elevator shoes in there. Anyway, Steve,
I'm just a whittle fella.
You're a whittle fella. Well, Stephen, could you please tell us who you are and what you do?
Absolutely, be happy to. My name is Stephen, and I am an analyst of tarot cards and astrological charts. And I work at PsychicAccess.com with all of you wonderful, gifted people. And I specialize in relationship issues, personal development and empowerment. And I just love what I do. I love being able to serve all of our lovely customers, and I love being able to interact with you guys on this show. The great thing about Psychic Access is that we're all about educating people about metaphysical subjects. So I'm all about that. Love it.
And you have a title you wear across your. Thank you, Stephen. You're fantastic.
We really like you here.
Brenda, hi. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm good. I'm hanging in there. I just had a very hairy real estate thing that my husband and I had to go through, and I'm just so glad it's over because it was just miserable. Anyhow, I'm here, and
who are you? Go ahead, go for
I'm
it.
A predictive psychic.
Yeah,
and I specialize in the tarot, the crystal ball, and the playing cards, and I like to think I'm pretty accurate with dates, times, and places, and I work with all you lovely people in PsychicAccess.com.
And you are very good, as a matter of fact.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, Stephen, you too. I'm looking forward to it, too. It's very, Alan's extremely interesting in his story, too. And Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you, Steve?
Very well, thank you.
What's that? Well, are you pretending you're English or something?
Just today.
Yeah, but he is English. Okay. Well, Steve, could you please share with us what you do?
Absolutely. I'm a psychic medium and hermetic astrologer. I've been with Psychic Access for 3 years. Well, actually, just a little over 3 years, and with the radio show for almost as long. I had a lot of fun.
Wow, has it been that long? It's a good thing, but you know, it just seems time goes by, doesn't it?
And, it does.
Yeah, you and I are old-timers, sometimers. Well, thank you, Steve. My name is Maureen, as I said, and I am an empath, intuitive, psychic, and I use tarot as my main tool. And this is my life purpose. This is what chose me. Or I, you know, ran into this work. And this goes into a little bit about what our guest is about. Alan is a successful entrepreneur who, within the IT consulting industry, built several multi-million-dollar businesses. And although he was living the, quote, American dream, deep inside he knew something needed to change because he felt unfulfilled. Alan discovered that in order to live a fulfilled life, he needed to pursue his soul's purpose. So by taking charge of his destiny and following his dreams, Alan felt complete. And today he inspires individuals to live their essence and assist them to recalibrate their lives. Hello, Alan. How are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I've been looking forward to this show with you very much so. It's, you know, there's a quote it reminds me of what you're all about, but and I love you and everything Carl Jung, and it's the privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. So yeah. With that said, can you tell us a little bit about your background and who you are? And
sure. Yeah, it's Carl Jung probably added that it's a never ending passion to try to figure out who you really are and work with it. But we all have inklings, and since I was a child, I had an inkling that I was here to do something different, and I didn't know exactly what that was, but I felt that I was supposed to be working with people. I was supposed to be a leader of some kind, and I knew that I would be up on stage. I knew I would be an author. And as a matter of fact, we're on a psychic show, so a psychic, when I was young, predicted that I would be a great man. I had no idea what that meant. She just looked at my photo and said, "This is going to be a great man." And knowing that on my own and then hearing that from somebody else really confused me because, well, what am I going to be great at? So maybe I'm going to be a great tennis player, which is the sport that I love the most. Maybe I'll be a great actor, which is something that I love doing. And I did both of those. Then we moved to the United States at the age of 14. In 1989, and when I told my parents that eventually I wanted to become a professional tennis player or a professional actor, for immigrants who came here to make their son's life a success, who came here at the age of 50 with $300 in their pocket, mm-hmm. for me to tell them that, you can imagine what their answers were to that. So I did not become a professional tennis player, nor did I become a professional actor. Instead, I went into IT, where the money and careers were. And I didn't like it, but I found a niche within IT that was interesting for me because it combined business along with information technology. And then I stuck within that and got out of corporate world immediately after basically about a year and started my first company, failed miserably because of September 11th and me being a rookie. Mm. But merged that with another company and then grew that company into a much larger enterprise, left them, started another company, and then grew that into a multi-million-dollar enterprise. And that's kind of the background, and I continued pursuing my spiritual studies, which we're going to talk upon shortly, but still not finding that purpose, still not living it, until last year I realized that I'm done with that part of my path. And I shocked everybody, including my my family and my immediate loved ones, who thought I was nuts by throwing away a multi-million-dollar business to say that I'm going to be the psychic angel guy, and I'll write books and I'll talk to people and I'll help others. And I just went on that way. So that's my path up until last year, when I started on the journey of really defining who I am about. And then I spent about 6 months trying everything that I thought I was great at and whittling that down until I understood what I'm here to do, and now I'm helping others do the same.
Well, I get chills when you're speaking about your, about what you were doing in business and your entrepreneurship, and you're mm-hmm. a businessman, but interestingly enough, I've in the past couple of years, there's been a lot more and more people in the same, kind of feeling, something, they get something and they leave. They leave that and they go for what they feel. Something's going on, they're starting to think differently. And, in the corporate world, it's real different, and talk about psychics, but nowadays things are changing, or intuition and all that. They call it gut feeling, I guess. But I was wondering, what was it that actually shook you, or shook you out, or where you reflected upon it's time for you to go seek out what you're doing now, I guess.
No, it's a very interesting point, and last year was the height of my financial and business success, and I gave myself a brand new luxury car for my birthday as a present, and everything was going great from the financial side, and I just had that feeling more and more over the last number of years that I was just not fulfilled. I'm not living my purpose. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And all of these successes aside, that's just not really doing it for me. And I think what really kind of put me on that mode is, last year at the beginning, I had a chance to really decide if I wanted to be in corporate. And, I worked with a client of mine who I've been at for a long time, up until that time. And there was a, position that I could have been a director there, and I really put all of my emphasis into it, and it didn't work out. And then it started really getting bad in terms of, politics and everything else that was going on. And I got to such point of, frankly, disgust, where I said, thank you, universe, for showing me that I put all of my effort into it, because this is what I thought that I was going to do and settle down and have a normal career, so to speak. And it failed flat. And I knew that there was another huge sign from the universe of, you're done. This is not what you're supposed to be doing. You should be doing something else. And that's when I said, okay, I'm not renewing my contract, and I am out. And that's the last time that I kind of even looked in that direction.
I just think that's fantastic, because, because of our, how we're conditioned, and you're talking about, especially with you coming from the, country, not this country, and like you said, your parents and what they would want for you would be the best, like you were doing, that you were actually being mindfulness is a big thing right now, very mindful of what would be important and necessary in order for you to move forward. And a lot of people, do you feel that's true for you, it being mindful? I mean, if you weren't as self-aware, you could...
It's true about being mindful, and I think a lot of people, and myself included, humans are not conditioned to be unhappy. We're doing everything we can in order to be at some point of happiness, at some point of contentment. And that's where I was. I was content with the situation that I've been in. I was very happy with my successes. I let my ego be stroked by all the wonderful things that were happening, and my parents were happy, and I achieved this and I achieved that. And everything was, quote-unquote, American dream perfect. But, I never had that feeling let go of you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So It was just, at some point, you have to get out of this content state, because you see people in it all the time. And until you get out of that cycle, and until you say, no, I actually can do what I'm supposed to be doing and be happy and be fulfilled and be successful, and have, let's not call it acceptance, because some people will never accept it, but acceptance to a certain degree from the mainstream. And all of that is okay. So once you get out of that and you start meeting people who are doing that and who are living their essence, as I call it, then you really start getting inspired and you start flying. And I just needed to extract myself away from that feeling of contentment to allow myself to actually do something.
Yes. Well, it's like I always think of it as we are colored by our environment, especially the people that we're around. So it's almost like being caught between the old way of life and the new possibilities, I think, is a gift. And then a new journey begins, or in your case, a shift in the journey that you're on, and helping people now and find one's true authentic self, or life purpose. And that's uniquely theirs individually. So Alan, you are, I know that I read what I read about you, which I you're incredible. I'm remarkable. I really respect you. You write. You're a writer, but not only a writer in the sense that I know you have a book out, but poetry. Is that true? Yes.
That is correct, yes.
And an actor as well. But I was reading something about you used your poetry in one of the ways is how to connect with finding ways of making your life, for people. Can you tell us more about that? Like for you anyway, that was like part of your journey, in poetry to be able to,
Absolutely. Poetry, I started writing in a very early age. My father is a fabulous poet, and unfortunately he doesn't write anything in English. All of his poetry is in Russian, but he's a fabulous, fabulous poet. And he was the one who truly inspired me. Looking at him and reading his writings and seeing him speak at different events really inspired me to start writing. So I think I began writing at 7. That's when my first poems came out, so to speak. And what I noticed as I wrote was a lot of my poetry was channeled. And not maybe the entire pieces of poetry, but lots of aspects of it, or I would get into a state and I would write down, you know, 4 or 5 stanzas immediately, and then I would figure out, you know, what's happening after that. It's kind of a process that I went through. So all through my life, you know, poetry has been a constant guide because I've been able to receive that information. Before I knew anything about psychic abilities or channeling or anything else, I knew that information was just coming. And I learned about the law of attraction by knowing that I thought about this and then it happened. And I wanted that and then it happened. So I started really applying all of those principles without knowing much about it. I just knew that they were true and they were happening. So poetry was very important. And what I find with the poetry and what I find with the people that, read it is poetry is not, you know, something that people would just pick up and start reading. Some people love it, but you know, we can all say that probably 99% of the people, that's not what they would prefer to read. And the interesting phenomena that I've seen once the book came out is those people that start reading it love it, and then they start recommending it to others because it's very accessible poetry. It's all rhyming, and it's very easy to read, and none of the poetry is abstract. Now, I have other, you know, whole sets of poetry that is abstract and looking kind of towards the normal definition of poetic expression. But this is very accessible. It's me telling story of my life and my observations and what I was going through in a poetic form, and everybody can relate to that. So this book is a collection of 100 of you know, my 250 poems or whatever I have at the moment that just talks about the journey from high school time up until you know, probably a couple of weeks before the book came out, because that's when the last poem that I put in there was written. And it's been a journey of love and an experience to allow people to look at my life and be inspired by the events in theirs, and to go back and to look at information from a different perspective.
I love that, because, well, for me, you know, actually, I wanted to ask you this first. You said Doreen Virtue, you are an angel practitioner. That's what the correct.
Well, yes. So I'm not an ATP, although I am studying that course right now.
Right.
I'm actually studying with Lisa Williams' Advanced Mediumship course. That's where I just came back from today. It was a very exciting day.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, Lisa is amazing. I love, 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 love Lisa. I can't say any more love than I could on the radio. I did, I think, my first course that I took in terms of certification once I actually decided to leave my phase of that life with the IT is I took Doreen's certification course on angel oracle cards, and that became kind of my first foray into it. And I took intuition courses long before, and I took channeling, and I took other things. But in terms of the recent stuff, it was Doreen's course that was the beginning of it.
You know, it feels like when you were talking about your poetry, though, it's almost like that's a course in itself for you. You're in developing your intuition.
Yeah. It certainly has been for me, and I've heard from quite a few people that, you know, this book is making them laugh, it's making them cry, it's making them remember the moments and take a look at their life in a different way based on the information that they read. I've even heard from somebody that, you know, they're using this book as an oracle method of, they're thinking of a question, then they open up the book to a certain page and there's the answer for you. And that's, you know, it's fascinating to me, but it's, you know, true, because a lot of that information was channeled. A lot of the information really comes from the heart chakra. So it's something that can help people, and that's why I call the book Inspirer, because it inspired me to write, and I wish for it to inspire others.
So, that's fantastic. For me, with the tarot, which I did not plan to be doing this work 25 years ago, but I was drawing pictures of what I saw. I didn't look at the books or read what the interpretations were. So for me, and I wasn't an artist, but for me, you know, it was like a connection for you. It just seems like the poetry, it was my connection as well through drawing to understand that I didn't go to classes or anything. But yeah, I haven't read your book, and it's called Inspire, and I am looking forward to it, by the way, everybody. So, but Alan, you know, you developed a philosophy and a system to help others on their own journeys. Can you share with us something, what that's about?
Yeah, of course, and again, another channeled message. You know, I was thinking of how can I properly explain this to people? How can I make it visual? Because when you talk to people about their soul purpose or their life purpose or their essence, you know, I start rolling and people start thinking, well, I'm doing fine. Thank you. Move on. So I know that lots of people are in that state of contentment, or they're in a state of, this is not working for me. I need to find a solution to this. I have different clients that come from different backgrounds, of course, but what I did is the name Recalibrate Your Life came to mind, which resonated very much with me, because the whole point was I recalibrated my life from the perspective of, you know, changing my first name to going through all of these things, to removing the blockages, to working with the past lives, to working with the energies, and all kinds of processes. And then obviously it culminated with me actually quitting, you know, IT and going into my real profession and what I should be doing in life. It's recalibration. It's changing the vibrational state and removing everything that's been there. So Recalibrate Your Life came about that way from one of my guides. And then they gave me another idea of something that's called the essence spectrum. And when I say the word essence, to me, essence is your core, your soul. That's your essence. That's really what you are about. So how did I, you know, attempt to visually tell people where they are in their lives? And that's where essence spectrum came in. So imagine a flower, and I use lotus flower because I love it. Imagine a core. So the center of that flower, that's your core. That's your essence. So if you could describe, or a client of mine could describe themselves in two or three words, what are they? What are they truly all about? And this is what they're trying to find. So, you know, if I have everybody draw up that that essence spectrum, so you can think of it in terms of a target if flower is too difficult to draw, but, you know, in that center, put in what you're really about, and then around that you have the first ring that's closest to the center. So those are the expressions of who you are. So in my case, I'm a spiritual teacher, and expressions of that that are closest to the center would be me being a radio talk show host, me being an author, me being a speaker, me being a life purpose coach, trying to help others with that. These are the closest things. And then going out to the second circle and then the third circle. And once you get the further out from the center you go, you get to the things that you do or that are your talents, but they are not representation of what you really are about. And then I have people write up a different list of activities that they did for the past month, and not including brushing your teeth and putting kids to bed, but things that they do in terms of work, in terms of working out, in terms of hobbies and things. And then I have them see if there is a cross-reference between the two. And what they usually find is that there is a direct proportional, there's a direct proportion between their level of fulfillment in life and how close they are to the center. So a lot of the activities we find, 90 to 95% of the activities, are really farthest away from it. They're in that fourth ring. So for me, that was information technology. So you spend most of your time doing things that are least fulfilling to you, and that's why you feel that there is something missing in life. So we started really going through those exercises and having people go there so they can visually see. It's not me telling them what's going on. It's they're looking at their life from a different perspective to see, yeah, something is missing in this picture, and I should be doing this. And then the next question is, how do you get from that to the actual goal of living your essence? And that's what the practice is about.
It's like a mission, well, elaborate, to me, mission statement, you know, in business. Mm-hmm. But in some, my mission statement is always been about what we're talking about, because my business is just that, but mm-hmm. it's kind of like, is that, yeah, kind of like that, but so people can actually, because with the conditioning, it's like I said, apartment, you know, I live down by the beach, I've got these loud Harleys, this isn't a quick thing for people. I know that a lot of people, I want to find my purpose or my true essence, and because it's really cool or it's a trend or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case. This is something that can be very, very draining, actually, can't it? I mean, intense for people to be up
yeah,
with the challenge.
And it's intense because it makes people really look at their life and how many people really want to do that. when you're making the change, or when people are getting on track with their own life, they're a reflection onto others. So when others are looking in that mirror and seeing themselves in it, and they see that they're not doing it, then they become very unhappy, let's put it that way, and oftentimes militant towards the person that's making the change. So looking at yourself in the mirror is a hard thing to do objectively, and that's what we're asking people to do. And then the rest is actually going through and doing things and finding that sole purpose. And I use a consensus approach. It's obviously talking to the people and doing these exercises, and then looking to the spiritual side. And I'm using my abilities as a medium, as a psychic, as an intuitive, an angel communicator, to look and get answers from the other side. And then we get the consensus. And then I also bring in numerology, and now I'm studying Gene Hayner's face reading. So I'm bringing another aspect to it, because I want to get a consensus of why are you really here, and can we fine-tune that, and then can we build a bridge from where you are right now to you being aligned with your soul purpose, and then how to live once you're there, because that takes a while, and you've hit the nail on the head. It is a process that's going to take a while. For some people who already know what they're here to do, and they just need specific tools of, well, I am in marketing, and I should be in IT, and I love this stuff. I have no idea how to transition. I'm making very good money. I have kids to feed. I'm not going to go back and start from the bottom. Get it. This is where my business brain comes in, and this is where I help people find that transition. This is where I'm actually starting to work with corporations to get people realigned.
I was just going to ask you that. Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt. I was going to ask you about that. That's fantastic, because now, see, this is what my view is of what the big, the Mayans weren't going to let us off the hook, that we were not going to be done for. We have a lot, we have lots yet to learn. I feel it's just the beginning. So what I was going to ask you before you just brought it up was about your educating in the corporate world, where that's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, all it takes is a forward-looking corporation who actually allows their people to make that change. And the benefits are incredible, because it is a real win-win situation. You have people who are dedicated, who want to make a difference, who already know about the company, they know the culture, they know the business. They're just in a wrong career. And to allow those people to change into a proper path is going to be increase in loyalty, increase in productivity. You don't have to hire new people who don't know anything about your business. So it helps the business staying even more productive, helps the people. Also, there are different ways that can be done in terms of salaries and other things that everybody's going to be happy with. It is a huge win-win. So working with the corporations who are actually understanding that and knowing that, just because a person has been in their career for 10 or 15 years does not mean that that's where they should be, and are allowing them the opportunity to do something that they're better suited for, those are the companies of the future that are going to succeed.
Yeah, again, Carl Jung, I'm my relationship with him for many years, union, and he's put it one time, if everybody did the work, meaning your purpose, we'd all be much happier. I don't know if you exactly said it.
That's true.
Because, but we all feel, the corporate executive, you must, like your story, that's the way to go, and you help, your parents are proud, and maybe the corporate executive shouldn't be doing it. Maybe you feel better doing, running a coffee shop, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, that wouldn't be so bad. But so you're really a direct reflection of that, and you also having your business background, I'm seeing a lot of great things that you're going to be a part of that I feel will really bring a lot of collectiveness to some corporate, all of us coming back together, or as we should be.
Yeah, and it's not just me, it's all of us, because there are many light workers out there, and there are many, many, many people that need their help. So we all need to continue to work and spread that message and allow people to align with their soul purpose. Because the more people are aligned, the healthier our society is going to be, less violence we're going to have, more happiness, and the whole vibratory state of the universe changes. I know I'm talking big picture, but that's in reality.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Collectively, we all, mm-hmm. and by you having the background that you have, and Lisa Williams. Well, look, come on, let's face it. Everybody knows who's Lisa Williams, and yeah. I you speak very highly of her. And I remember we had a little chat about that. Right there, you know, it's not about because you know her and everything, but you're working with her with, you know, moving forward and helping people and, you know, everybody collectively coming together. Mm-hmm. I think it's just fantastic. And also, from what I understand, there's a lot more that you're expanding on, whatever, you know, your one book, but also you have other things in the making. Isn't that true? That.
Sorry to interrupt, but yes, you're right. I have other books. My next book that's coming out is Respect Yourself, which are, yeah, it's a pocketbook. It's a book that I'm hoping people will take on an airplane, and by the time they're landing, they're done, and they can start applying these principles of how you can actually break through these barriers and start respecting yourself. And it deals with respecting your past, your present, your body, your time, lots of different aspects. And then we have a big book that's going to come out after that, which is Recalibrate Your Life, which is based on my practice and how we've helped people make incredible changes in their lives. So it is a long process, but the nice thing about the process is you see immediate results. I have people that, you know, take one session and take a look at the testimonials. The testimonials are incredible, and these are people who are starting to work with me, and it hasn't been that long, but they see results, and they get that difference, and they feel that they actually have a path that they can pursue. It's a huge, huge benefit for me, because I get a chance to help somebody, you know, make their life better, and there's no better thing that I can think of to do in life.
Yeah, I agree. So, Alan, do you, you said something about sessions. Do you... I know you offer your medium. I don't know what wording you like to use, but
yeah, that's the thing. You're right. We all have to kind of put labels on things. And at this point, I have no idea who I am. And it's all mediumship. If you're speaking to the spirit, then it doesn't have to be deceased to be considered mediumship. Right. Because if you're speaking to spirit, it is mediumship versus psychic versus angel. To me, it doesn't matter. I'm speaking to the other side. I'm an intuitive, and information flows in different ways.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, now, do you work because... Yeah, I love the name recalibrating, and the topic on this show is called defining. Mm-hmm. Kind of took it from yours, but we're going to take a quick commercial break because I want to wait to come back to ask you. We'll be back in about a minute, so if you can just hold on, everybody, we'll be right back.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com?
And we're back with Alan, and we're talking about all sorts of wonderful things, I feel. You know, Alan, I wanted to ask you about the sessions. And if a person wants a session, do you call it a reading? Do you call it a...
Yeah, so I separated them into two categories. If they want a life purpose session, and this is the life purpose coaching, then they can go to recalibrateyourlife.com. And go to the store and purchase sessions there. If they want a intuitive reading, which is mediumship, psychic, all of the other things, they can go to alanvaisberg.com and purchase it from there.
So, do you do these in person and or both on live?
Yeah.
on live,
I find that I do most of them on the phone because people that call me are calling from all over the country. So usually it's on the phone. Those can certainly be done in Skype. I have done sessions in person. So either way is fine. Yeah, for those people in the Chicagoland area, happy to stop by my office and do it there in Schaumburg.
Right. I have a host here named Steve, and he has he wanted to ask you a question. Go on, Steve.
Yeah, hi, Steve.
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good. I'm also a big fan of Lisa Williams. She's wonderful.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you which tool or process you use for helping a person to determine their life purpose?
Yeah, very good question. So again, I use the consensus approach. So I try to do, in addition to talking to people, I'm assuming your question is more on the spiritual side. So I use divination cards or oracle cards. I use Lisa's and then I use some other ones from... Oh my God, her name escapes me. So I have Colette Baron Reed's cards. I have some other cards from Sonia Choquette. So I use cards and I get that perspective. Then I use numerology and I get that perspective. And then I use my intuitive abilities from the mediumship, talking to their guides and getting that perspective. So we're taking those three plus what we get from talking to the people themselves and them going through exercises and discussions. And then we come to a consensus that way.
That sounds great. I really like the combination of intuitive insight or insight from spirit and numerology. I think numerology is just incredible. And we often have discussions about how the different metaphysical systems are correlated, so how the numbers in numerology correlate with planets or signs of the zodiac in astrology and the tarot cards, etc. So it's all interwoven. I think the more tools we use, the more we get confirmation of our questions, and particularly when we're looking at purpose, they're really powerful techniques.
Yeah, and that's perfectly describes what we're doing, because ego tends to get involved not from the perspective of, oh, I know what this is about, but you just want to, or at least I when we're talking about a person's life purpose, to me it is a big thing, because we're building all sorts of roads from there on. So we really need to come to a consensus, and that's why I use these different tools to make sure that if the ego got involved, or if I'm contacting, another spirit that has a different idea, we're kind of putting that all aside. And once we get that consensus, great, let's go from there.
Excellent. Well, sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And I'm a big fan of Lisa, and the reason why, and this is very important for me to share, there are many mediums out there. There are great mediums. John Edward is one of them. I'm looking at his book right now. It's not just Lisa's mediumship ability, which is great, and I've witnessed it three times in person, so I know how good she is. But it's the fact that she is extremely approachable. She is all heart. After speaking to people, after being up on stage and doing a platform reading, she's there to hug everybody and to talk to everybody and to take the photo. She really tries not to have any ego. And that's something that was very important for me, because I don't want somebody on the pedestal. I want a real person with real abilities. And that's why I love Lisa.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Steve. It's great because Steve and you actually, Alan, have some things in common. He left the if you don't mind me telling him, Steve left the corporate world, I guess, 3 years ago, something like that. Steve, and congratulations.
Hooray. But actually, Now it's interesting, though, because you guys mentioned earlier on the corporate world, and I'm finding that about 60% of my metaphysical work now is in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. There's a huge demand for metaphysical insights in business and all kinds of different organizations. It's exciting to see that shift.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, before they would only invite mediums and psychics to the boardroom when they were having negotiations with somebody else, and you would have two mediums kind of squaring off against each other, trying to get the company's secrets and who's holding on to what. It was fun. I haven't been experienced to that, but I know that my mentors and older mediums and psychics that I work with tell me about this all the time.
Yeah, or they were laughed off, like just laughed off as being whatever. But that's what I was saying earlier. It's great because I feel that there's a lot, you know, just from my own personal experience, there's a lot of people. And, you know, I came from a family, wealthy family. My father is an entrepreneur. And it's fascinating, you know, when he's got older and everything, how really he was very spiritually, I'm not talking about religion, but how he was very enlightened. But when I was growing, I didn't see that. You don't know. Yeah. But, and I feel that, like all of us, like you said, I'll have something, but like Steve on the host here and you being in the corporate, and I feel that that's going to really make a, that's the beginning of everything now, I feel, a lot.
It's true, and again, for those listeners that are hearing us talk, we're certainly not bashing corporate. All we're saying, and I'll speak for myself in this case, all I'm saying is that we all have life paths. We all have things that we are meant to do. If you are meant to be a doctor or a lawyer or a wonderful engineer, bless you, and that's your path. It wasn't mine, and I got out of that, and I'm very happy now, but we're helping people, whatever their path is, to make sure that they align with it.
Exactly. And, you know, Alan, perhaps maybe that was what it was supposed to be for you, though, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, that experience was very, very important, I agree.
Perhaps it was necessary in order to where you are as of now. And mm-hmm. And so, you know, I wanted to ask you, do you do workshops and or big lectures, workshops in front of, you know, where you talk about how people can, it's okay or feel comfortable about, okay, it's okay to look at my life, maybe, you know, recalibrate it and yeah. So on. Do you?
We're starting to. I've been so busy with you know, kind of launching books and radio and everything else that we're finally starting to have these workshops coming around. So I would say stay tuned, and we're going to have things posted around the fall timeframe. We're going to have 2-hour workshops, and then we're going to have whole weekend workshops that are going to come up.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I just feel, I could be wrong, you had a lot of support from your family, your wife, and people that were very close to you when you chose this direction, your path, correct?
My wife, as shocked as she was, she is my biggest fan, and she is the most supportive, and I could not have done it without her. It would have been very, very difficult because you cannot have, you know, somebody who is this woo-woo, so to speak, in the family without a support system. So, you know, God bless my wife. Thanks for putting up with everything as I was going through my transition.
No, I think it's very important because a lot of times people don't have that when they're recalibrating or they want to redefine or do some, or get, or they're getting that they need to look at or be self-aware, and they don't have the support system.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that's why you're here, and that's why I'm here, and that's why we have our radio programs, and we have our workshops, and we have our books, and we have, you know, Facebook. God bless Facebook for that. I've met so many people. It's our ability to be in touch with people that are of like mind and communicate and be that shoulder to cry on and be that support. I've needed it. I'm psychic, and I've needed it very much. And I have people that I go to when I am in doubt, and I need their support. So it's very, very important, but that's why we're here.
Yeah, and it's great this time period. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case 25 years ago, but that's over. That's in the past. But, you know, I wanted to ask you, in fact, is my understanding, I don't want to be wrong, is it August 1st? That you are going syndication on the radio show.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I've been blessed. I was on Angel Whisper Psychic Network for about 6 months, and then I've been moved into the 1-2 family. So I'm on 1-2 Radio, and that's a beautiful, beautiful company, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. And syndication is just a step that came out very recently. So starting August 1st, you are correct. I will. My show will be syndicated worldwide through Law of Attraction Radio Network, and that's very, very exciting because looking at the numbers, that means that up to 1.6 million people will be able to listen to, my programs as well as others, and be inspired, have a chance to change their life, and that's what it's really about. It's not about, you know, fame and fortune. that comes with it, hopefully. I'm still not at that point. But it's about reaching the people, and it's about being that shoulder. It's about giving them the message of, yes, you can make that change. Look at what we have done. Look at others. There are ways for you to make your life better in any circumstance that you're in right now. And I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, congratulations. I mean, that's a real, I mean, in a short period. Well, you said last year. Was it last year you said?
Oh, yeah. But I started the radio show actually started January 17th. So it has been basically, about 7 months.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. What's your secret?
It shows you, it shows you. When you're doing your life purpose work, the universe supports you completely, and then you just fly.
You're right. That's absolutely true. The universe is on your side on that, absolutely. So, Alan, do you know your book Inspire? I wanted to touch base on that. What can people if also we have that listed on your guest page, as a matter of fact, it's on Amazon. But if a person, what type of person would benefit when they buy this book? Is someone that's kind of like, that's really cool stuff, and so in this book, could it really help people even without going to get a session with you? It has a lot of good, ways to help people get on the way.
it's a very nice and poignant question. And looking at the demographics of the people that are buying it, I would, not to sound like the author who wants to sell books, which obviously is true, but I am seeing that even children, my daughter is almost 9 years old. And by the way, be careful when you're buying this or reading this book to kids, because this is starting from high school. So out of 100, there are two poems that do have swear words in them. And I left them there for a reason, because they're very important to that part of my life. But even children, I had, my daughter loves this book. And she finds something in it that she loves in terms of poetry, because it speaks to her. My daughter's friend came to me recently, who's also the same age, and she said, can I get a book? So I'm getting from children to, people who are in their 70s and 80s that are in my parents' age who like this book for their reason. So I haven't been able to find a demographic that really doesn't like it. My only thought is there are things in that book that will touch you regardless of who you are or where you're coming from. It may make you laugh. It may make you cry. It may make you reminisce about the times that you had before or look at your life differently. So my suggestion is, there are all formats of the book. Check it out. See what you think.
So it's a very user-friendly. It's not
very,
some books people get out there about, go ahead, find your essence. And it's like, it's just like, I'm not saying this about any particular author, but sometimes it's very difficult to read or for someone that's not savvy to the the metaphysics. Yours is not like that.
It's not a book that's going to talk about highly esoteric concepts and very non-descriptive terms. It is a book about life, and it's me talking about my experiences as I was infatuated with girls in high school, or finding true love with my wife, or talking about my friends, or looking up at the universe and searching for truths and searching for answers in the times when I found it tough to, information that was channeled to talking about, angel card reading. It really is a very eclectic, combination of things that really appeal to everyone. So not everyone is going to enjoy every portion of the book, but everyone is going to find something in it that they will deem very important to them.
It's kind of like you did some timelines with your life throughout your life.
Yeah.
I mean, up to now. I like that. And that's fantastic. Do you often go to, you said you came back from Europe. Is that you do some of your work in the UK as well?
Haven't had an opportunity to do so. I just came back from Europe recently because we were taking a trip with family. We wanted to see the Baltic countries, and we had a wonderful time. But I've noticed that people are buying my book in the UK. People are buying my book in France. And as people are calling me from Singapore for lessons or coaching sessions. So It definitely is expanding, and I'm certainly looking forward to going overseas and teaching, because, you know, people are people. We all have same questions. We're just coming from different social backgrounds and have different circumstances, but the questions are the same, and the answers usually are the same as well.
Yes, you know, and also, I lost my train of thought. Oh, geez. Okay, I had something. You know what? It's my age. That's my sole purpose, to find my memory, my short-term memory. I had a question about, well, shoot, I'll get to that later.
While you're looking for your question, I guess then I'll take a few minutes, and I wanted to tell a story. Do I have a few moments to tell them?
Absolutely, you have time, yes.
What I wanted to share with everybody is that idea of the universe completely supporting you. And you cannot grow unless you step over that fear. You cannot grow unless you get out of your comfort zone. Today, I found myself just in that situation. And we're not going to say that word on the radio, but I was scared, fill in the blank, after that. Where we were sitting in a circle, there are 28 mediums. And this is advanced mediumship class with Lisa Williams. And Lisa puts a blindfold on. And she, you know, brings in a spirit from somebody who's, you know, inside there, in the circle, and she does a beautiful 15-minute reading, which is right on. And then she says, "Okay, who wants to go next?" And everybody in the class is sitting there thinking, "Right, I'm going to go right after Lisa. I'm going to go with everybody looking at me with the camera rolling at that time." And there is a sinking feeling in my stomach saying, "She's about to pick me." And Lisa turns to me and says, "Thank you, Alan. We're going to pick you." And I'm thinking, great. You know, mediumship readings, this is not something that I do very often, because I'm usually more in other things, and I speak to the angel around me, whatever. And I'm schwitzing, and everybody's like, "You can do it." And I said, "Well, angels, thank you. You put me in this position. Now bring somebody." And I got a name right away. I got the woman, I had her child, and I had all this other information that I started spitting out, and it was an incredible session. So I put myself, or the, you know, my guides put me in a situation that was extremely potentially stressful. It was basically doing a platform reading blindfolded, and I did it. I had no idea if I could do it. I was scared that I couldn't do it, but you have to break through that barrier. And now I am a different man because of it. And it changed me completely, and it allowed that space to grow. Universe supports you. So if you're in a position where you're afraid of something and you know that you should do it because it's for your own growth, do it. They'll be there to support you.
That be fearless. Did that just happen today, you said?
That's happened today. That's why I said,
oh,
you know,
wow.
I was driving back. I'm thinking, oh, my God. You know, I did, what, 6 readings today just in class.
That's fantastic.
It's just amazing.
That's fantastic. You know, I really appreciate you sharing that, because that's really, I can identify with what you're saying. And it is about being fearless. And that's where you have to put false ego aside in order to do that.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, Alan, I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you joining us this evening. I really enjoyed talking to you and listening about you. And so many great things you're doing and heading towards and helping, and all of us collectively, of course. And I hope I'll talk to, maybe chat with you again. So, August 1st is a national holiday. It's my birthday. National holiday also so I'll remember that. So, Alan, thank you so much, and have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now I need to, calm myself down and relax. So thank you for having me on. Thanks for everybody for listening. And do everything that comes from the place of love.
Exactly. Thank you, Alan. Good night.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Okay, you guys. Are you there? You're so quiet.
We were just listening.
Yeah. I was talking about, well, Steve, and no offense to anybody else, because it's not right. I'm targeting anybody. But because of Steve, I remember when you came over to the other side.
Yes.
and yeah. you talking about it, and you were still, you know, you were transitioning during that time period when you, I remember you had 3 weeks, as I can recall. See, memory's not bad, the longest one term. Is that right? Yeah. Yes, when we were.
Yeah, when we first started talking, I was in the process of leaving the corporate world. And yeah. I'm very grateful for the experiences I had in the corporate world. Mm. So I'm not generally critical of the corporate
right.
world. But I have to say, despite all of the hard work and all of the opportunities I had in the corporate world, and all of the training and education I received, I've learned far more about life and about myself and about the world in my time working for Spirit.
Yeah.
I don't think I can compare the education I've received by serving Spirit and serving people to the opportunities I had in the corporate world. There's no comparison, right. and I would never go back.
Yeah, and as I appreciate that, when I first spoke of him, I thought about you. Well, I need to make for more information about Alan, his work and how to get a hold of him, you can visit him at www.alanvasberg.com. Also on our guest page, that information is there. So I'd like to take a moment to make a few announcements. Please, I'm stumbling in my words. Be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show to get your free on-air reading with the four of us gifted psychics here. We will announce the call-in number later in the show, so please be sure to have your pen and paper ready. You can have pencils if you want. If you were unable to catch our last week's show, which was fantastic, on America's Natal Chart, you will find a recorded archive link as well as other archives of all of our previous shows from the start on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com under the Archives tab. So please feel free to circulate the archives links and future show details to your friends and family. It is our objective to connect with as many individuals as possible, so please share that link with others. We love I haven't been in the chat room, but we love having everybody come to the chat room too. So please be sure to visit our psychicbloggers.com site to learn about everything from the paranormal reincarnation to the how-tos of psychic development and to even more than that. List goes on. If you're interested in a reading from the best professional psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com, where you'll find the best verified and accuracy tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. Each psychic has a detailed profile for you to find out more about them and choose from a list of some of the most authentic gifted psychics around. Also, you can watch a video on each of them, us, which is very nice, that feature as well. It is an honor working with Doug. I have for many, many, many years in Psychic Access, and because of his high expectations required of each psychic, it's a direct reflection of PsychicAccess.com. It's been very successful. All the co-hosts here on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com work at Psychic Access, so if you'd like a personal reading from any one of us or any of the other wonderful psychics over there, be sure to visit us at psychicaccess.com. We always would love to hear from you, and you could also, if you're first time, you could also get a 6-minute free reading by signing up. By the way, site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to psychicaccess.com. For more details, visit psychicaccess.com/webmasters. So if you'd like our show again, please invite your friends, their pets, their insects, to join us in our chat room, because we love our chat room. I think I've been to a lot of chat rooms, and to listen to the show there is just a great experience, everybody, really. There is something for everybody again, and everybody's warm and welcoming, and and we can interact with everybody. It's a great chat room. Okay, so the call-in for readings at the end of the show is, I'm going to give it out now, but the phone line will not be open until 9:15 or 16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm sorry. But that number is 724-444-4851. But again, you will not be able to get through if you call now, so please wait. Okay, so banter time, everybody. Banter.
Banter.
Okay, Stephen, you're it.
Well, I really enjoyed this interview. First of all, I love Russian writings and Russian writers, Russian-based writers, for one thing. And for another thing, I really just think that modern corporations, because of their strength, because they're such juggernauts in world affairs, I'm really, really so happy to see this trend towards embracing spiritual things, because without a spiritual awareness, corporate entities can ruin this planet and they can ruin people. Not just their employees, obviously, but citizens of the third world, citizens of the developed world, and the global environment as well. So I believe this push toward an increased spiritual awareness is going to allow everyone on the earth to benefit. Just think how much a GE or Ford could accomplish if they were more spiritually oriented. You know, it's just really, really heartening.
Stephen, I agree with you in essence, but I feel that corporations generally get a bad rap. And I know that I'm not saying that all corporations are operating out of integrity, but I always believe that it's my responsibility, because at the end of the day, corporations can't exist unless we buy their services or their products. So I quite like, there was a time, I don't want to get political, but there was a time when Obama said, if people want change, they need to make it clear to their leaders.
Right.
And I believe that similarly with corporations, if we want change, we need to make it clear. So in other words, if you produce a product that I don't believe is ethically produced, or if I believe that your product is ethically produced, but you as a corporation are somehow engaged in activities that I don't endorse, then I don't buy what you offer. And if we all do that, you have to do something differently in order to survive. So I believe that it's our responsibility. That's what I'm saying.
As a consumer, absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that. There are certain corporations, I guess, that have a what's the word I'm looking for? Well, monopolistic tendencies. For example, it depends on, I think it's a very vector or a sector appropriate or sector specific type of situation. Especially when we see, for example, I hate to use a big word, but you know, we've turned in this country, at least, we've turned personal and national security into a commodity. You see, and I believe I'm definitely no economist. And I, you know, I'm sort of talking out of my bum here because I'm not a financier, but you know, it strikes me, for example, just to use an example, that the drive for security, I think that the demand for that has been manufactured, engineered, and I believe that when there's a demand for something, you know, that sort of creates a supply, and vice versa, and so I see a proliferation of, you know, Halliburton's and Blackwater's or whatever they're called. And those, you know, corporations like that especially, I think. Of course, I can't see, you know, Halliburton sitting around a conference room cutting out paper dolls or meditating or whatever. But it would really be nice if they did, you know.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. And I know I've spoken about this before. My daughter graduating recently with her first degree, more to come. But, you know, she's going into, I just had lunch with her. We were talking about, she's a neuroscience major, but she's going into the mindfulness end, because this is the new generation. Also, that's, again, all part of the plan. we're shifting over. I mean, 20 years, 30 years from now, things, we won't even have to speak, like, thank goodness for me, because people don't understand me, but we'll all be connected in telepathy and everything else. But I was talking to her about some things about my, she it's interesting how she is, because she's a scientific, but then she is into the mindfulness of things. And that, to me, is a biggie for what's yet to happen. And she also, again, she's blending the best of both worlds, or the corporate. Like I'm saying, I agree, you know, Steve, I'm not putting down anybody corporate, but blending everybody is as collectively as we can, authentic as possible, is what I feel the goal in this world. I don't talk political stuff, but...
Well, it's kind of a political topic. Anytime you bring up corporations, I think politics are going to come up automatically because they're so wedded. That's what I think. It's impossible to separate corporations from politics. That's
for me,
what
it is.
You know what? I think that there's been too much negativity put on that because, yes, you know, there's a lot of unfairness in the way they structure their corporations and how they pay their top people and their CFOs and CEOs and all that. But you know, this is something that is existing and it is providing for people. And what your guest is offering going in there, it might make some of them in their, you know, in their day-to-day, you know, ethics and the business that they're doing, think twice if they are more in touch with their spirituality. Mm-hmm. And so it's helping on an organic level, which I feel that's probably the only way it could happen. I mean, what are you going to do? You can't. It's not a negative thing. I don't feel as negative. I don't.
No, it's not. And of course, I agree. In the corporate world, as far as that being political, I disagree with that. But that's just me, because really, look at us. We get labeled as charlatans. Some of us aren't.
We get labeled as worse than that.
I know, exactly. But some of the bad corporations, yes, they have put out some bad, or company people or corporate people that are working. But
And they have done terrible things, and that's true. But
some of them haven't. Are good.
Some of them haven't, but there is definitely a new trend. I was talking to, I have some land in Rainbow, California, and I have these IT guys that they develop apps and stuff like that. Their company's just about to go public. They're doing incredibly well, but they have made it so, you know, the company's not that big yet, but they have made it something as part of their company, because they're young, you know, in their 30s, and they're fairly young people in this company, is they follow certain spiritual paths. They have meditation. They have all this kind of stuff going on in their workplace, and they invest in projects. For example, they're going to invest in this project with a, you know, a very well known guru. Actually, the guru we had is Nandi. He's going to be creating a sanctuary, and they do things like this. They do these altruistic things. So I think that you know, It's a new trend, and it's coming up from the bottom, you know, with the young people. And you know, I think the biggest problem that we're having now is that the older business people, they're not adapting to the times. And I think that holds true for religions as well. I mean, we're not living in you know, the 12th century or something. You know, we're living now in the 21st century.
Yeah. So. But on the other hand, it's, to me, I feel that it's, embarrassingly enough, it's our generation, for at least Brenda and I can say our age group.
We are the seed. We're the ones that we're the seed givers here.
But they're also the ones that kind of made a mess. Our age group that kind of did some wrongdoings.
And, some of the people, that's true. They got greedy.
Exactly. And like I said, there's some people that do our work that are, but you know, when you're talking about the older generation, I don't know if that's the same for everybody. And I can only compare it to, because of my father being, you know, in the corporate and entrepreneurship world. For instance, at his age, when he was 80, he was doing a deal with the, you know, the windmill. What do you call it?
Mills, those generators.
Yeah, and also he was doing some doing a project, because you know there's some projects with American Indian reservations to do. He has a lot of integrity. The older people, you know, it's interesting because the older people that are still doing their business stuff and such, they are, I think, more adaptable And I'm not talking about religiously speaking, but in the work, as it's just discouraging. I just feel that those people around our age, or a little maybe 10 years older, that were like actually the 60s, the hippie people, you know, the baby boomer hippie people, they're some of the greedy. I guess we all have our issues, you know that. But I feel that really when things start messing up and chaos starts coming in, and some of us will step up on the plate and you know, rise to the occasion, some of us won't. But I say it's time for everybody, and not to judge. And
I think it's inevitable that we blend our spiritual beliefs in that, not a dogma, not a religious dogma,
exactly,
with the physical world, with the mundane, and you know, because. But I'm not talking about religion.
Yeah, I know.
And if you look at what's happening in the other parts of the world with the whole Islamic thing and everything, they're wanting to impose their religion into their governments.
It's so
odd. It's their belief system, but it's not for everybody, and they're trying to impose it on everybody. So, you know, the spiritual movement that he's talking about and the way he's, you know, going about making people more aware is, you know, it's more so that you can discover who you really are.
Exactly.
And how you can best do your work in the mundane world. Because the bottom line is, and people get into the work that we do, and they're all gung-ho, the newbies, you know?
Yeah.
But they get so far off balance. You have to be able to walk in both worlds.
Exactly.
Which means that you can't be just so out there and fruit, you know, loopy in la-la land on all this, and then don't have your feet on the ground, because we live in this planet here. See what I mean?
No, exactly.
So it's about finding the balance, and that is difficult for people who just go on to their spiritual paths, and that's why they need some sort of guidance. Otherwise, they'd be meditating, you know, transcendental meditation for 9 hours a day.
And you know
I've heard of that. I seriously,
I was a TMer. I was, remember I told you in the 70s,
eight hours a day. Okay.
I know, but they had these rules, and that's why I really shied away from the meditation as of, you know, the year, you know, when I got older, because I was told I had to do this for so much time. I was 12 years old. I was really into TM. And I even worked for the center to pay for my thing. That was a long time ago. But no, it isn't like that. But you know, you talk about, I never use the word belief. You've heard me say that. All I know is what I know. I don't even like the word believe. I don't. For some reason, many years, actually, it's been going on, I stay away from that word. Because I feel definitely what you're talking about, it's what's been imposed, or that word is just senseless to me. It's just a word, I know, but that's why I stay away from it. I say all I know is what I know. I don't believe in anything. I'm open to everything, you know? So that's what I believe. No, just kidding. So I heard Stephen, I think, trying to come in to this.
Which one, Stephen or Steve?
No, I said Stephen. Whoever, you both want to go for it.
Whoever we are.
No, yeah, I know you
want. I just loved the interview tonight. I think Alan was I just loved his accent, the way he talked. So his phrasing was just so very clipped and logical. And what he had to say about, you know, recalibrating yourself. It just really resonated with me, and especially when he touched upon finding your life's purpose. You know, I just sort of aroused my hunger for more. I think I'm going to have to run out and get some of his books.
He just has one out right now. Didn't you pay attention?
Well, he's writing another one, he says.
No, yes,
he's working on another one. So.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's a really, you know, he approached me, by the way, to be a guest.
Oh, get out of here.
Get out of town. Yeah.
Okay. See y'all later.
Yes, he did. And it was very
interesting.
It was very interesting how it came about. I don't know. Well, it's a story, but it's, it was interesting. And it was a couple months ago. Yeah. Anyway, and at that time he was not knowing anything about syndication of radio at all. And I've listened to his show, the one, whatever, but it's called recalibrating. I wanted to use this. I had to choose a different topic, but I love the word recalibrating your life. I think that's fantastic. What's that noise? It's Steven. Steve, are you there? Steve?
I am, yes.
You're familiar with Lisa Williams. What's that? Is that me? Is that the noise coming from me? Better not be.
I think it's just stopped now.
Steven.
It was the rain on my end. I apologize, y'all.
It's raining.
It sounds like it's coming down.
It's
coming down. It's keeping North Carolina green.
My goodness. Cats and dogs all over flying.
No, it's raining steers and cows.
Steve, what was I just saying to you? God, I've been doing that.
I can't remember, but I know, Steve, it's funny that Stephen mentioned rain because we've had so much rain in Tennessee. It's been like Ireland. And I was just doing some research, and astrologically we now have a grand trine in water, which is a triangular formation in the general or universal astrological chart. So three slow-moving planets are now in water signs, and it's the first time we've had this formation since the relatively towards the end of the 1800s when we had dreadful flooding. So because we have this grand trine in water, we will have an enormous amount of rain and water issues around the world.
Uh-oh. Okay, are you pertaining to the signs that where I live all over? It says tidal wave, tsunami, whatever they want to call it. I don't know why I can't pronounce it. I always try not to.
Tsunami. Well, there
tsunami
will be
warning. Tsunami warning is right, you know, right outside my – I look outside. There's signs all throughout this town and says run for the island. It says in different waves. Yeah, by the time I get there, I'll be gone. So are you saying that this could pertain to large waves coming?
There are going to be a lot of major water issues.
Okay, I better go to the mountains for a month. Will it pass in a month, you think, the plan? Do I have that? How much time to
take? Come and stay with me. I live at the top of a hill.
Oh, yeah, I know, and I like it there. I prefer the rain. Well, I got a surfboard or boogie board here. But when you said water, I've been thinking a lot about that lately. And you guys being this, so it could be all water, all types of water, beach, ocean, disaster.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for sharing that. I'm leaving.
You're welcome.
The beach.
Come stay.
I'll be up there soon. You in Smoky Mountains, beautiful.
If you do get washed away, if you could just send a little testimonial to me by email about my accuracy.
I will, right before I go down. Okay. Or under, or, you know, drown. Or maybe I'll just surf on right over to, Vegas will be waterfront property by then. So anyway, I wanted to say, because we're right close here to the readings. Okay. I would like to say, because we do have a reading for Steve from Virginia. But before, real quick, I just want to say, everybody, please, we can only take one question per person. And please be as direct as possible, because it will help us give you, you know, much better insight. And it'll be more helpful for you. So, Steve, reading from Virginia.
Thank you. Virginia, who's calling?
Lakevia.
Hello, Lakevia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm loving your voice and your name.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful name. That's fantastic. Well, Lakevia, what's your question for us?
I have a question about my marriage.
Okay.
And, well, you guys already should know we're going through some stuff. And I'm trying to see my husband. He hasn't been talking, and he actually left the home. So I'm trying to. We have two small kids, and I want to know, like, is it over for us, or what do I do? You know, I'm kind of stuck in a rough.
Okay. Well, Lakevia, before I read for you, let me say that it's important that whenever we get a reading and whenever we read for ourselves, in other words, if we tune into our spirit guides or we use tarot cards ourselves or we look at astrology ourselves, we have to remember that the energies tell us what is highly likely if a situation continues as it is. But we have an enormous amount of influence. So, for example, if I was reading for you astrologically and I explained to you you had a really challenging astrological aspect or aspects in your chart, you mm-hmm. could change or transmute those energies into something easier or better. So don't forget that. And I think it's really important that I say that to you before I read for you.
Okay.
I feel that you and your husband really did lose your path. I feel that there were financial issues, Laquivian. You don't need to respond. I'm not asking your business, but I do feel that there were material concerns or material issues that caused upset. I do feel that you are a spiritual lady or girl. And I feel that you are somebody that is shining a light, just generally and spiritually. And I feel that you're the one who has been shining a light and prepared to find a way forward. I don't feel that you will find a way forward with the marriage. So,
okay.
And I'm sorry to say that, because I don't want to upset you, but equally I want to show you what the energies are right now. So in summary, the outlook is not good.
Okay.
The outlook is that the marriage is really in trouble. Now, how you choose to handle that is down to you and not down to spirit or a reader. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So my guides say to you, Laquivia, use that light. Sit down quietly when you can, calmly. Tune mm-hmm. into yourself authentically. And really reflect upon what you want in the future, what you choose to create for the future. And when you've got that picture really clear in your mind, then you can move forward considering as you move forward whether that marriage or your husband can create that future with you or not. But you must stay true to your light and you must stay true to the picture that you define for the future and trust that spirit will help you as you move towards that. But stay clear about your vision for yourself and your family for the future. Okay?
Okay.
And I wish you lots of luck and love. You've got a wonderful name and a wonderful energy and a wonderful future ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Be clear what you're creating and everything else will work its way out in your best interest. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Steve. That was a very caring from the heart reading. Brenda in New York, for you.
Okay. Hi, New York. How can I help you this evening?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you this evening? What's up?
I'm Mary Ellis from New York.
Hi, Mary Ellis.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
I put on Facebook and I called in and I can't believe I'm actually speaking with you guys.
All right. What would you like to know this evening?
Oh, love life.
Okay, let's take a peek. Well, the first thing I see here is that there's a love situation, but it feels like it's a little bit up in the air. It feels like and I don't want to use the word limbo. It's kind of there, but it's a little bit up in the air. It's not moving forward. It's not moving backwards. I do see somebody. Are you seeing somebody now?
Not really, but there's somebody for a long period of time in and out of my life.
Yeah, and he's still there. Yeah. All in all, I have to tell you honestly, this is what it is. Sometimes it doesn't get any better. I mean, you've been down this road so many times, it's just, I don't see it changing. However, I do feel that by the end of this month, that you're going to be facing a challenge in the area of love in the sense that you're going to be meeting or you'll be connecting with somebody new. And I do feel that this person, because I see rebirth in the area of love for you, and it looks like it's almost magical and fortuitous in the way that you meet this person. And it feels like it's definitely an introduction out of the blue. I don't feel that the person that introduces is somebody that you're real close to, but it happens. And you're going to have a choice, and the kind of choice where, you know, you almost have to close your eyes and feel it instead of think about it too much, because there is these invisible like strings and cords reaching out to this man from the past and kind of trying, almost like you're trying to fishing to bring him back in. But I just feel that it is what it is, and that to continue the, even if you change the energy, I don't see it coming that closer to you again. I feel it's really time for a new beginning in the area of love for you. Is there somebody else that you would like to have a relationship with?
No.
Well, you may be surprised, because somebody really wonderful is coming your way, and I feel that this person is at the right time, at the right place. And, you know, it clicks like, okay, they don't want to mess around. You don't want to mess around. Let's, you know, find out if we like each other, if we can spend some time together, and it can go a step further. That's what I see. And I feel that that's the reason why this futzing around and pussyfooting around with this guy from the past hasn't happened. That's the big picture. It wasn't supposed to. Yeah.
Good reading, Brenda. Thank you. Very, very
You're
good.
Welcome.
Everybody's so good tonight. You know, I want to say, I'm here to say about the readings, just so everybody's aware, that we're going to be taking calls first, and also the number is 724-444-4851. And also, please be aware that each call will be automatically placed on hold and will be answered in the order received. And so you can please relax, and you'll be able to listen to the show while you wait. So if you haven't been greeted by a person, that doesn't mean you're not online. Was that Brenda? Oh, never mind.
I was thinking that maybe we got cut off because it looks like she was trying to get back.
Oh, she was.
Hi, New York. Are you back?
Hi, it's Mary Ellen. We had a big thunder boom and I lost contact. So I guess.
Oh, when was the last? What were we finishing up with here?
You were asking me if there's somebody I thought I would like to meet, and I said this. I don't know of anybody.
Okay, so then I'll reiterate what I was saying after that. You know, there's a surprise for you, because it's about new beginnings in the area of love. That's your destiny. And you are going to meet somebody through a meeting, through an introduction from somebody who is, you know, you don't have a real close association with. It looks almost like it could be something, you know, not really out of the blue, but a surprise. And you're going to have to kind of step back and close your eyes and feel this one, because sometimes we're on the brink of thinking, oh, maybe we want to go backwards and hope and send out those tentacles to perhaps draw this other thing in. But I don't see it manifesting, the relationship from the past, because I'm looking at the big picture here. Is if it was supposed to happen, it would have happened, honey. And it's not fated at this time. It feels like what's ahead for you now is new beginnings in the area of love and a new alliance with somebody who wants to move forward in a real relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I see.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Brenda, for paying attention to that. I didn't notice that.
It's okay. It's all right.
No, I appreciate it. And Stephen, call from New York. Speak time, New York.
All right. Hello, New York. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Helene.
Helene. Oh, well, nice to meet you, Helene. Indeed. How may I help you this evening?
Well, I just wanted to find out about how, you know, about my job, my work, you know, if I'm on the right path. Just want to have an idea on that area.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good question. I always like dealing with career questions, because in my youth, I'm a senile, doddering 37 now, but in my younger days, I was always concerned with whether or not I was on the right path. And what I'm seeing right now is that the phase you're currently in is, believe it or not, is the phase of experience, drawing experience. And I would expect there to be some challenges along those lines to help you gain experience, do you see? Have you hit any rough patches at your job so far, or is everything clicking along fairly smoothly?
Well, there have been ups and downs. I mean, like you said, for any experience, you will have some, some ups and downs.
Ups and downs. It's
sure.
Kind of a roller coaster, ups and downs. I do see that what's going to help you really keep things on the up end of the scale is to embody the energy of the zodiac sign Leo. I'm seeing that very strongly. And what I mean by that is it couldn't hurt for you to be more, I don't want to say attention-seeking, but to be more vibrant and more fiery with your coworkers. For example, you can gain a lot of experience from your coworkers. You can get all of their experience just by branching out and having more friendships. I'm seeing that what's really going to help you in your career right now is going to be the social aspect, social networking within the job itself. This is going to help you immensely, either A, getting promotions, B, crossing over to another employer in the same industry for better pay, perhaps. But that's, I mean, the concept that's just really flashing out at me right now is experience. And I do see that there is a chance, a danger. However, you have to watch your back, okay, because I see that you have some people at work who might not be too pleased with you. So you want to watch people who are going to run to the boss and tattletale on you and things of that nature. So don't disclose any details that could get you into trouble. Do your job without cutting corners. You know, make sure that you don't open yourself up to criticism from the higher ups. You definitely don't have to work about. You definitely don't have to worry yourself sick about this situation. What you need to do is just relax and let the fire come out and be more enthusiastic about your job. You know, definitely don't be complacent. Don't be satisfied with where you're at now. Let your boss, let everybody around you see that you're very interested in upward mobility, that you're very interested in getting more responsibility. That's going to net you more money. It's going to net you more respect. It's going to get you the confidence of your bosses. Now, do you have any questions so far about what I'm saying?
No, that's fine. It's really very helpful.
Well, what I see as a result of this, okay? Now, I want to say something real fast. Leo is a fixed energy, okay? So most important of all, you cannot be seen by your coworkers and bosses as being wishy-washy, changeable. Do you see what I'm saying? And don't be flexible either.
Yeah.
You want to be fixed. You want to be relentless and stubborn about your approach to things. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the result of this is going to be more successful communications. Now, it seems kind of dissatisfying to say, well, you know, communication is going to improve. But in the corporate world, in the business world, money is made off of communication. The current of thoughts and the current of words will equal a currency of coins and dollar bills, you see. So your thoughts, the flow of your thoughts, the flow of your words is what's going to win the day here for you, Helene.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You see?
Okay.
See? So
very good. Mm-hmm.
I certainly hope that this is helping you. And really, that's what this is all about. What you want to do is you know, research what it is to be a Leo. You don't have to be a Leo yourself, but being the Leo at the office space, Leos are generous. You know, be the office hero. Come in one day with Dunkin' Donuts for everybody if you can afford it. You see what I'm saying? Be magnanimous. Forgive people who slight you at work. You know, don't forget, you know, but forgive them. Be magnanimous. Be the office hero. Be dedicated. And most of all, don't waver on things, you know, and that goes from everything from personal opinions to the way that you do your job, and you should absolutely be fine. I don't see any problems. I don't see any problems at all. There's, for example, to get ahead with your job, it's not about you know, putting in extra hours or anything like that so much. Definitely not about putting in the extra hours more than it is improving your relationship with your coworkers and your bosses. and your clients as well, if that comes into play.
Okay. So okay, great. Thank you for your help. I think it's really helped me. And okay, I will take heed on that. Thank you very much.
Helene, thank you very much. I hope you'll come see us at psychicaccess.com, okay?
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Very good. Have a good night, ma'am.
Thank you, Steve. And anybody, if you want to connect with Steve on psychicaccess.com, you can do so on any of us here. Also, we have a chat question, and I believe it's my turn. I believe you heard that, Brenda. I thought you'd like it.
The bad word.
I just do now. I never say that word. Well, yeah, sure. No, it's from Dee, and she's saying this, or asking this. I am open to receiving, I think that means. Do you see any... Or do you see a relationship coming? So she's opening the door to receiving a lovely, healthy relationship. I'm sure that's what that means. So I am the one going to answer to that, Dee. And this is what I'm getting. You know, you are searching for a deeper meaning, and that's fantastic. That's healthy and fantastic. You do not want to go... you are very clear about what you know what you don't want. Absolutely, and the feeling you don't want. It's interesting, though. What I'm getting is, I'm not seeing a person around. And a lot of times, I'll see the person, but what I am getting is things are not what they appear to be. My feeling is that there's somebody around you that you have not yet seen as a potential interesting opportunity for. I'm just going to say for going out with or getting to know. And it's usually because of where you get into these patterns and such, we go for the these other people that just, you know, it goes on and on. But I am getting there's somebody around you, and I feel somebody that you know of that you made maybe a choice not to let or be open to allowing it to go further last spring. I'm getting that maybe you might have made the wrong choice. And I feel that you, like you said, you're open to receive. Being open to receive an opportunity by somebody that you normally look at and you go, I'm not even physically, or I'm not usually attracted to that type of person. That's when you know it's a good time to be open to that type of person, because that I see you heading in a really good direction to be in a healthy relationship. So I feel that it's all, you know, it's only a matter of time, but like I said, there's somebody around you I'm seeing. I just can't see the person's face. However, if somebody that you know of has been pursuing you or you can reflect upon that you know of, I would revisit that area, because it's still there's still an opportunity there. And it just looks like you'd be very happily. And it looks like somebody that's connected to your work, perhaps, or work-related area. I hope that helps. Oh, also, one more thing. Be careful who you confide in about anything around your workplace, too, because there's a troublemaker, gossiping, individual, silly person that you don't need to be talking your business to. Okay. She says, I met someone last week. Not sure about him. Age difference between us. But if you're not sure about him, I would be open up to that person. Okay. That's what I mean by that, because you're not, regardless of the age difference, you know, that's what I'm saying. If you're not sure about him, that's when I feel that's the key. But if you just met him last week, I just got something. Age difference doesn't matter. Yeah, Doug, we like that, what you said, as long as you don't have to change what we... Okay. Well, there might have been someone from your... She's not working right now, but it might have been someone that you met also, I feel, in the springtime. Yeah, Doug is funny, isn't he? Well, I'm not going to say it on the air. But Dee, you know, there's a lot of good-looking, young men for women that are older and vice versa. But I just feel that there's... You know what? This is the thing. There's a white flag out when you're not sure about a person you're getting to meet or just see, because that's when you know a shift has happened and the pattern has been broken, whereas you will not be getting into unhealthy relationships. And I'm not saying you're conscious of, well, I want to be an unhealthy one. That's when you know white flag. Go for it. You'd be surprised. And now everybody's getting on the band. But still, we all come into this world wearing diapers and we all leave wearing diapers. Okay, there you have it. So back to that banter. So, you know, I would like to say now before the phone starts ringing again, I always try to get this out. And then, okay, the number to call us for a free reading is 724-444-4851. And please be aware that each call will be answered automatically. You'll be put on hold, but you'll be able to listen to the show. And so you know that everything's fine. And we do ask you to be very clear and direct with your question. We can only take one question per person. And this will allow us to take all your calls and, you know, waiting for the reading. And there you have it. And you're welcome, Dee. And he's very handsome. But see, interestingly enough, that wouldn't even matter, but you're not sure about him. See, that's what's fascinating to me that you say that. So, like I said, if it's somebody that you're not sure about, be fearless. Jump. Be fearless and jump. If it's just an age thing, so I'm hoping it's an age thing. It's like more like he's younger, you know. Okay, we have a caller for Steve, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Hello,
Steve. Hello. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Who's calling?
This is Penny.
Hello, Penny. How can I help?
I was wondering if you could tell me about any possible future love interests coming into my life, or if there's anyone in my life.
Let me see, Penny. Okay, well, Penny, what I see is that there certainly hasn't been recently, but I do see that somebody is coming into your life. I feel it will happen very suddenly. I don't feel it would be a friendship that evolves, or that you might meet somebody and over time it turns into a romance. I feel as though it would be a very sudden romance. I feel as though this person would be a little younger than you. My guides give me the number 3, so I feel about 3 years younger than you. And I feel that either this person is very worldly and successful, or you meet this person through work or through business somehow. But I do feel that it happens for you, and I know that you've had a tough time, but I'm confident that it does come to you. The best way to calculate, the foolproof way to calculate when something occurs is, in my opinion, astrology, or certainly in the way I work, it's astrology. And we don't have time to calculate intricate astrology during the radio show, because we only have a short amount of time with each person. I'm drawn intuitively to next summer, to late next summer, Penny. But to be sure, the way to inquire is progressed astrology or hermetic astrology. And I offer that on Psychic Access, as does Stephen. So either one of us could check your charts and verify that time frame. But it feels like August. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome, Penny. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Steve. They don't need any luck with your readings. They're perfect.
Well, you know, I like to validate my intuitive hit with the analysis. I'm a Virgo.
When people say, though, thank you, they'll say, well, thank you so much for the reading. I go, listen, you own it.
Yes.
You're the owner of it. But people in the chat room are very funny tonight. Doug started it, I think. And, well, you know,
We were teasing Steven since he's the young blood. We were teasing him.
I love it. I love being picked on and beaten up by y'all ladies.
Yeah, we like to tease you. But we just like yanking your chain because we love you.
Hey, you know what? If you guys have a bad week, I hope you guys will just take it out on me and just, you know, yank that chain, you know, wrap around my neck a little bit, you know, strangle me a little bit, you know, whatever. It's all good. It's all good.
You should have been, what was that movie, Vanilla Sky? We were cats in another life.
Never saw that. I'm going to have to watch it on Netflix later.
Yeah, I like it's profound. You might not. I don't know.
I like profound things.
But, you know, we need to stop talking about that and start talking about me. No joke.
That's right. It's all about Maureen.
It's all about me.
And
anybody listening out of the chat room, if you'd like to go over to psychicaccess.com when you feel the desire, and you might do so. Hi, Susan, new to the hello people in the chat room. To get a free reading, for the first time, a free reading, 6-minute reading by any psychic. And you can also get a reading from all of us here, the four of us, over there at psychicaccess.com, as well as a lot of other great people. And also, like I said, take advantage of checking out the videos of what we put out, because I think that's a great feature. Just saying. I don't know what all you three think, but I like the fact that we have videos on ourselves about what we do. What do you guys think about that?
Those videos are extremely useful for the customer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because it's just really a very, what's the word I'm looking for, considerate gesture to the customer to be able to offer them the video. And I've had a lot of customers call me up and say, you know, I saw your video. So it helps us as well.
Yeah, it does. It's nice to be able to look at someone, you know, talking or
talk. I think they make a better connection if they see you talking, you know?
I do too. Absolutely. And kind of hearing your, you know, what you do or who you are.
Let's face it. Not all client psychic pairings are appropriate. You know, so this is my opportunity. The video is my opportunity to say, you know, I'm best suited for this sort of client and not that one. And you know, it saves a lot of hassle, I think.
You know, so Julie wanted to know. Tell me about my seventh house signs. That's not my expertise.
That's not my forte either. Yeah. It's my turn, but it's not my forte. Somebody else jump in.
I believe Julie mentioned that her seventh house cusp is in Leo, I want to say. Now, I could be wrong. I don't have her natal chart in front of me. But the seventh house is the house of relationship. And with the sign on the seventh house cusp, it gives a lot of information about the ideal partner for that person. So Julie's ideal partner with Leo on that cusp would be a Leo, someone who is a Leo. She also has Mercury in the seventh house, so a mercurial type of person would be well suited with Julie. Some of the mercurial professions are teaching, journalism, and an intellectual person would be good for Julie. Someone involved in commerce, a businessman. Mercury is the quintessential sign of the businessman. However, she's got Uranus in seventh house, and this is a little tricky. I do believe we have a caller for Steve, don't we?
No.
Oh, I apologize.
That's okay.
I'm seeing things.
You should be sorry.
I am. Beat me up later.
I'm joking.
Uranus in the seventh house will yield sudden upsets, sudden reversals, an urge for the partner to be independent. So Julie would have to make arrangements and accommodate that urge for independence. I believe, Stephen, what do you think about Julie's seventh house?
Well, I haven't got the data in front of me, Stephen. So you're saying that the primary ruler is Leo?
According to Julie, I believe Julie is saying that the seventh house cusp is in Leo with planets Mercury and Uranus positioned there. So we're just based on what she's saying.
Okay, well, it depends. If the first planet, Julie, is the primary ruler, so the cusp, if there is a planet in the house, the cusp is a secondary ruler and not the primary ruler. So if you have Leo on the cusp and then Mercury followed by Uranus, then Mercury is the primary ruler of the house, Uranus is the secondary ruler, and then the Sun or Leo would be a ruler as well. So I feel that, Stephen, your interpretation's right. You know, we would expect this to be somebody that is pretty popular, that probably is smart, as you said. Mercury's also the planet of business, so it could be somebody that's prominent in business or in a leadership role. Uranus tends towards, as you said, it can be sudden changes, but it can also be a relationship that is just quite unique. And that doesn't mean unique in a bad way. Sometimes you find that people who have Uranus in the seventh house are in a relationship with somebody and they have two homes and they're not necessarily in the same home all of the time, or there is a real need for independence. So it could be that one person is traveling a lot, that kind of thing. But it also depends on the power, I guess, that she's got in that house. And all of the aspects to the rulers.
I'm wondering if Mercury and Uranus are close or close to conjuncting each other in that house. There's no telling. I wish I could see your chart. You know?
You would expect with Mercury conjunction Uranus, you'd expect an exceptionally unique and powerful intellect in a partner. So you're talking about somebody that is exceptionally smart.
Uranus is kind of quirky too. I mean, I've got my Uranus in the fifth house of fun, you know, and I can attest to the fact that Uranus might want to swing from the chandeliers on occasion, you know what I'm saying?
I have Uranus in the house of finances, and my finances certainly swing around on the chandeliers. Sometimes there's a chandelier, and sometimes it gets sold, and then there's another one. And then
Uranus is such an interesting planet, though. I bet
It lends itself to eccentricity.
It certainly does. Certainly is kind of weird, but good weird if you ask me. You know, I'm definitely not averse to Uranus behaves well in my chart. He gets up to a lot of mischief in a lot of people's charts, but he behaves himself in my chart. He sextiles my ascendant. Thank God, I need all the help I can get. You know, but good luck with that, Julie. I hope with that Leo in the seventh house, you'd want to find someone who is pretty fiery. So you go get your man, girl.
Okay, she's with her husband.
Oh, well, in that case.
You better just stop by the coincidence. Well, you know what? This brings us into another yet lovely show with everybody. I'd like to tell everybody in the chat room, and thank you so much. We really enjoy interacting with you. Those of you who are outside the chat room, we enjoyed you being there. But next time, come into the chat room so we all can have fun with you, too. So, Brenda, next week, you. Yes.
We're going to be talking with Angela McGee. It's about the psychic detective. She has a television show, Psychic Detective, and we're going to be talking about how she, through mediumship and her psychic abilities, has solved different crimes. It's going to be pretty interesting.
Sounds extremely fascinating.
She's from England. She's calling from England.
Oh, no, she's really going to be good. She's a trooper because it's going to be
eight hours.
Later.
I know.
Yeah, good. Oh, that'll be great. We haven't had, I don't think we've had anybody on. Maybe
it's a tough shift. I've done that shift. I've been in the UK and it is. It's around 2 a.m.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I think she's probably my third guest from the UK.
Yeah, it's nice to have those. Well,
she
sought
me out. She asked to be on it. So.
See, isn't that nice? Like, Alan's
I
like,
love that.
I love it, people. It's like we're all that and then some. Well, and also, everybody, again, if you'd like to get a reading from any one of us or any of the other wonderful, authentic psychics at psychicaccess.com, please do so. And I'll say my good night to everybody. Bless your hearts.
Good night.
Good night. I had a great time, y'all.
Hello. My name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.